I heard my people wasn't nothing. Well, at least nothing more than people leaning against liquor stores, hot boxing behind box shelf doors. We nothing is what I heard. And then I heard a siren go blurb. And then I heard people running in herds. I heard the police don't act like this in the suburbs. But then again, yo, I heard we wasn't there. I met this beautiful little girl and she told me she was scared. I looked at her, I said, you beautiful, you scared of what? She said, I was so scared when I heard the shots, I forgot to duck. But I heard my daddy's in heaven, so for the first time in my life, I'm having good luck. She started to leave, I said, wait, don't go away. And right before she vanished, I could see that the back of her head had been blown away. The next day, in the neighborhood where we say, oh yeah, I know all about it, I heard what happened, I know what's happening. But if we know what's happening, then why the fuck we keep letting it happen? Or maybe we that TV show, What's Happening, and we live in reruns. Reruns of guns, watch reruns of us run from police holding our grip. In a lot of ways, my father ran 6 years after 76, making it the year I was born, leaving my mother torn. His father, my grandfather, inhaled his body with panic. Imagine how I felt when I heard he was an addict. He OD'd in 93, and it's hard to conceive that a crackhead could conceive a cokehead that could play part in conceiving me. And now ironically, instead of investigating me for selling hop and D, they investigate me for telling my people to be free. I guess that means we really in this, hella relentless. My tinted windows mean po-po, mind your business. God forgive us, and no longer will we fall for their gimmicks. They tell us to sell dope and drink Guinness. We victims of big capitalists, big business. Talk to great our men to niggas, our women to bitches. It's so hard to resist the sickness that inflicts us. Enigma, we forced to pretend to enjoy these jobs, forced to ignore these sobs. Tears falling down our cheek like when my grandmama saved corn off the cob. And ghetto girls say, ooh, uh-uh, no, this nigga didn't, no, this bitch didn't. She's a child with a child, so she raised that child ignorant. The way we broken down, divided, that shit is based on our pigment. Too much melanin makes you an automatic felon in this so-called land of the brave. I call this shit the land of the slave, where the underpaid paved the way for the overpaid to get more paid. What the fuck? Enigma.
How old are you, bro?
15.
Yeah, speak your mind. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
Man, I've been all over. I'm from the South.
Where at?
Monroe, Louisiana, New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'm down here in Oakland. Man, it's the same thing. Everybody wild. White folks playing us the same way. Black man on the corner trying to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Black sisters out here trying to sell their body for money to keep their kids. Man, everything going on the same. Police harassing people in the South. They harass people in the West. Hmm. Police harassing people all over. Man, we got to come together and get our black people off the corners. All we got to do is make a connection. All us black folks against one white man can't be beat.